They have something to heat up that lard, that grease, and you know, and then after you could buy lye, these little cans of lye, though, you're in town, you could buy them, but you could use it to eat that grease up and make, in a way of making that soap. But a long time ago, you had to make your own lye, and you had to make it out of ashes. And you would get those droppings out of those, out of that ashes that you'd pile into that pen, and it would, and down on the bottom is where you would be so lye out of there until you couldn't, well, it'd just burn up anything you'd want to plant in there, and there would be enough lye in it till they, mother could put it in water and stir it up, knowing then that water would get lye, and she could use that water then in making her soap some way or another, eat up that old fat crackling stuff. And I seen a time or two that she didn't get enough lye in it, and there would be little pieces of that crackling in your soap that wouldn't be add up, you know. Uh-huh. And you use it to wash your old dirty clothes with. And
oh.
And, but then after so long time, well, they begin to make P&G soap. You ever seen P&G soap?
Mm-mm.
That's been, it hadn't made
P&G
none long.
P&G soap.
It's a regular P&G soap. It's more of a lye soap than any other kind. It's a regular old-timey washed clothes, dirty clothes, you might say. It's really, it ain't gonna smell good.
You know,
that's what it's on about. It wouldn't smell good, not like this fume smoke you have. So, I bought, somebody told me that we, no, that what was those, see those glasses there sliding back and forth, up and down? Someone said, well, if you had some soap, you know, rub on the bottom of that glass, it'd make it slick. And something or the other else down in that one, and those doors, you know, they'd slide. And anyhow, I got a bar of P&G soap. I like not found any. Mm-hmm. And rubbed on the bottom of the glasses, you know. And I think someone's still out there in the pump house. But anyway, it made the bottom of that glass slick, and it would slide up and down those trolls, you know, where you have your glasses slide like on your windows. Mm-hmm. Well, she got some glasses over there and the dogs, too.
Oh.
Then we found out all you had to do was just put washing powders
in
that little trench, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be enough soap in that washing powder, and it wouldn't make all that much trouble with that old soap in there. And you're trying to get that soap down in there, you just break a little working powder down in there, and you just make that truck slick as it could be. And I think finally wound up just putting some washing powders, small amount, just in there. And there's, of course, washing powder just is soap, and it didn't make it slick. But that's what they'd use.
What would they use? What kind of a bucket would they use to put scraps in for the hogs?
Well, that would just be a regular old...
what would they call that?
Well, they always call them a slop bucket, and that was something that you'd... And they'd be just any kind of bucket you could get a hold of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be just anything.
Any old bucket you could get a hold of that you would probably wear out in hand, you'd throw it around, get bent up and everything else, and it would just be an old... We have an old scrap bucket there that it's made out of plastic. But these would be made out of zinc, and they'd last a year, and maybe they wouldn't, and coal would come in them, but they wouldn't.
Oh, coal?
No, a hole, H-O-L-E.
Oh, a hole would come in them. Oh, okay.
A hole come in, probably you'd have to get you another old bucket.
Uh-huh.
And there would be a few buckets that you could buy things, you know, things would come in, shipped in, and would come in where you accumulated a few of those buckets. Didn't have no, these days we have all kinds of buckets, because all this chemical comes in buckets, all your grease comes in buckets, and you just have more buckets than you know what to do with. You know, as far as using a bucket, you don't have to worry about a bucket. You can find plenty of buckets. But anyhow, they'd find a bucket somewhere in the other court. Now, that the wooden bucket is the only bucket that they would make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless they make a... I guess the Indians must undoubtedly made them some clay bucket somewhere or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would people fry eggs in?
Well, see, they have what you call them old cast iron skillets.
Skillet, mm-hmm.
And they'd use them, and they was all, of course, now they, a lot of them had, a different kind of a pancake. These hoe cakes that they'd fry these bread and stuff in on the fire in the woods, you know, in this campfire, you know, and they'd.
Uh-huh.